Breaking news, Mets just signed JD Martinez. You guys have been wanting it. You've been waiting for it. We're finally able to talk about it because it's happened. JD Martinez is a New York Met. Let's get going into this. What is up, Mets fans? Welcome back to another episode of the Mets Up Podcast. And tonight, this morning, whatever it is, we're currently ripping this at 2:22 in the morning on March 22nd. A lot of twos here. JD Martinez, Julio Daniel Martinez, formally, if you're going to call him that, is now a New York Met. And James, I know you just had an eye on the town. What are the thoughts going through the head here when you see JD Martinez is signed?
You almost dropped like Julio Dan to Martinez. You almost said that right there. You almost dropped the extra two inside of his name. But it's awesome. This is what Mets fans have been wanting this whole offseason. You guys wanted the real DH. You wanted the real cleanup hitter. You wanted somebody else in the lineup with real power. You wanted protection for Pete Alonso. It's amazing the Mets did this. It's shocking that there's a significant free agent signing in the middle of March Madness on a Thursday evening. I would never would have expected that at the beginning of the offseason. But the Mets just did something that probably somewhat significantly altered their playoff odds. And that's something that's like truthfully and it's honestly, and it's like, it's weird to say this about a 36-year-old going at 37, but this is something that happened that probably could change the complex weirdly of the Mets season in like a very non-exaggerated way, non-hyperbolic. It is significant because it changes something about the team.
Yeah. I mean, I know we've been a little bit coy about our feelings of bringing in JD Martinez on this podcast. We've always said he's going to help this team, but we weren't necessarily screaming from the mountaintops that we need to get JD Martinez. But that being said, now that he's here, I'm excited. I'm super excited. I'm super happy. He completely changes that whole who hits four conversation now in the lineup. Here it is. It's JD Martinez. Just JD ended. Martinez is hitting fourth. We don't have to fucking talk about whether Jeff McNeil's the right guy, whether Brandon Nimmo's the right guy. It's JD Martinez every single day hitting fourth in that lineup. You can have the protection now behind Pete Alonso that every Met fan so desperately wants. This is a move that now takes this lineup and makes it look really, really dangerous, especially because now you just get to move some other hitters down the order. It adds a lot of depth, and that's something I think that Mets fans have been dying for. You look at what the DH has done over the last couple seasons for the Mets, and they've had some of the worst performances statistically out of the DH position in terms of OPS in baseball. They've just been bad. They have not been very good. So to get a guy like JD in there who, as long as all things go the way they should, could be a 30-plus home run guy.
It's also funny because we said in the last episode, like, it seems like the Mets are going to be in the market for somebody because DJ Stewart looks like shit. G-Man Choi is not good. Luke Voit is not good. Like, there's and Mark Vientos looks okay, but he didn't, like, take the job by the horns. He didn't grab it. He didn't demand it. So it felt like there was going to be something that happened. And we found out from Andy Martino, like, as the contract was being signed, that the Mets were only going to sign JD Martinez if it became, what did he say, like, irresistible? Something, like, weird and scrumptious, little Andy Martino vibes, where it was like, yeah, they have to take it. They can't not take it. Man, Andy Martino. But it just became the fact that the Mets got an offer for $4.5 million with the rest of it being deferred. So it's a real contract value. It was 1 for 12, but really it's like 1 for 9.5 or like 1 for 10. And even if you're doubling that because you have to, because we're over the third level luxury tax, for JD Martinez, for possibly 30 home runs, a .280 batting average, and a 125 WRC plus, 25% better than league average, like, it's a little bit silly not to take that when your projected DH is like hopefully 100 WRC plus, hopefully a guy that's going to be in the lineup every day, hopefully not someone you have to send down to the minor leagues. Like, that's kind of what it comes down to. And it's at the end of the day, it's like, it's like there's tons of risk on JD Martinez, which I guess we'll talk about after we're really excited for the next 5 minutes, but it's an easy decision. I'm happy it's one that the Mets wound up making.
Yeah, you look at the good stuff. You mentioned all those numbers. But even looking at the, like, MLB Baseball Savant percentile rankings, in terms of average exit velo last year, 98th percentile, 93.4%. Barrel rate was 98th percentile at 17.1%, which is disgusting. Hard hit rate, 55.1%, 98th percentile. Sweet spot rate, 97th percentile, 41% rate. There's a lot of red in the stuff that matters. Now, there are some negatives to his game, and again, we'll talk about that a little bit later, but he's a guy who last year really seemed to sell out for power, pulled the baseball a lot more than he has in his previous years in his career, because he's been a guy with power to right center field. And that's something that I think will play better now at Citi Field. Because if you went to right center, going to be tough to put up some numbers there. But pulling it down the line in left field, we've seen some sluggers do that. Guy like Pete Alonso, really, really excited for what this could bring. We just threw 30 home runs into this lineup at a position where we thought, fingers crossed, we'd get 15 or 20.
And last year, the Mets, as DH is on the team, 95 WRC plus, worse than league average. The year before, 2022, 98 WRC plus, lifted up by Daniel Vogelback, but still worse than league average. You even go back to 2021, which was this is actually hilarious. That was not, there was no DH in 2021, right? In National League. It wasn't official yet. Was it?
No, that was the last year that they hit, I believe.
Okay, because funny, the Mets actually 41 position plate appearances for a DH in 2021, 168 WRC plus, the highest in Major League Baseball, which is probably just Pete Alonso hitting a fucking bunch of home runs. But it just, it changed it. The Mets didn't have that many guys in the lineup with 30 home run power. The Mets didn't really even have four good hitters in the lineup. We love Francisco Alvarez. We think he's going to be a great baseball player, but it seemed like there was still plenty of risk on his profile for 2024. And now this just adds into it. It's just, it seems like it was easy. It's almost weird. It's almost suspicious to me that nobody else was willing to give J.D. Martinez any contract with any money deferred coming off the amazing season he just had with the Dodgers. But I guess we'll just take it. And the worst case scenario, if he sucks, it's a 1-year contract. Who the fuck cares? It's just now we have the upside of J.D. Martinez, who's never been bad for a decade, just in the middle of the lineup. It sounds good to me.
Yeah, sounds great to me. Super excited with this. John Heyman just completely pulled the pulled a fast one on us. Just was not ready for it. Like you said, watching March Madness, I was mourning my loss with the South Carolina Gamecocks still. And we're sitting with Ernie and Drew in my apartment. And Ernie's like, oh my God, the Mets just signed J.D. Martinez? I was like, shut the fuck up. And then I checked Twitter and it was all over the place. I think Mets fans across the board should be happy about this move. I don't really know how you couldn't be. If you're all you fucking David Stearns haters out there, is this enough? Is this the move that you wanted? Are you going to finally shut the fuck up that this guy knows what he's doing? Because he just got someone who hit 35 home runs and 900 OPS for $4.5 million this year. Like, please, please trust the guy.
Shout out Twitter God. I think NYYWRLD. Sorry, guys. I've been out. It's 2 o'clock in the morning, but he's Addison Yankees drunk on Twitter. Yeah. A little drunk. Well, having some fun, but J.D. Martinez was a significantly better hitter than Justin Turner last year over the last couple of years. And he just signed for less money than Justin Turner. And the guy who got more ceiling, less money, more money deferred, less present value. It just seems like if this contract was signed in the middle of January, Mets fans would have been kissing David Stearns' feet. And now the fact that it was signed on March 22nd, and I don't know, I feel like J.D. Martinez is kind of like a get out of bed and start hitting guy. I don't think he's not going to be ready for opening day. I don't know. This feels kind of amazing. Like it was a moment where the Mets might have looked around the National League and were like, all right, shit, the Padres just traded for Dylan Cease. Okay, fuck, the Chicago Giants just signed Blake Snell. Like our main competitors for the wild card spots in the National League.
Diamondbacks got better.
Well, I mean, Eduardo Rodriguez just got hurt. I'm a big Diamondbacks hater this year. I think
really?
Diamondbacks are not going to be very. Yeah, he did. He left to start spring training start a few days ago. So there, you had to get better in these teams. It just got better in front of you, and there was a very obvious spot to do it. The biggest weakness in this Mets team was probably just lacking one more middle of the lineup power bat. And they were like, we could just solve this very easily. Like the report came out a few weeks ago that we kind of poo-pooed on this show that Steve Cohen was willing to spend the money for J.D. Martinez, that they were engaged in talks. We were like, all right, there's no way that's true. This just, I don't, it doesn't seem like it's true based on the tenor of the offseason. But we've talked about the fact that J.D. Martinez was probably seeking 2 years coming off a 30 home run season with the Dodgers. And now it wasn't going to happen. So now he gets a 1-year offer. And the 1-year offer, we're like, we're still not ready to do it. And now suddenly it's a $5 million 1-year value. We're like, that's very easy for someone who we think is going to hit 30 home runs to have a 260 average.
Might look back and be like, oh, wow, well, one of the best contracts given out all offseason. The Mets got that kind of production for $5 million.
It's just a world where like this might have changed our playoff odds from like 20% to like 35% or 40%.
Yeah.
After the Dodge, the Giants and the Padres got significantly better and National League Central got a lot better for the last few weeks too. Now we're back in the mix. Like we could really be a playoff team. This lineup is, I'll go as far as saying good right now. Legitimately good. Up and down 1-7. It's fucking good. If Brett Baty keeps hitting like he's been hitting this spring, it's really good. And then you have Harrison Bader just playing center field. Like this is suddenly a baseball team that you probably aren't super excited to pitch against.
No, definitely not. And the biggest question will be health, will be pitching, will be consistency from this team. It will be if the young guys can step up, like you said, with Brett Baty and Mark Vientos and Francisco Alvarez, if Jeff McNeil can have the bounce back, if Starling Marte. There's still a lot of ifs. We're not telling you that this is the move that now makes the Mets a playoff favorite by any means, but just the idea that there's now more consistency, more things that you can depend on a little more reliably in this lineup is going to be a great thing. And I don't even think we need to tell you guys that. You guys wanted JD Martinez all along.
Yeah, and I wasn't trying to like tell people like we're a playoff team. I just gave you the ceiling as a 40% playoff team. Like that's the Messed Up Podcast. We're going to give you some vibes. We're going to give you some emotion. We're also going to give you a guided statistical take because it's still the truth. This team still has holes.
Do you think that this was also a little bit of the Mets being like, you just got to make the playoffs. It's like playoffs are a crapshoot here. Like get to the playoffs and see what damage we can do. Like let's worry about the playoffs when we have to worry about it. Right now, getting a guy like JD, like you said, just bumps up the odds even more.
Totally. I even think past that is kind of the fact that we, again, people don't want to admit it, but we still have an owner who's like, I would like to win games if winning games is a possibility. And probably over 50% of Major League Baseball right now is like, I would rather just have wins at the dollar cost value I want to have them at rather than like, I just want to play ball. And this is significant because we are over the third level of luxury tax. It's probably a good signal for next year in free agency where the Mets could go between a Juan Soto, a Pete Alonso, a Corbin Burns, an Alex Bregman, all the guys in the free agency market next year, where it's just like, I want to win baseball games. If I can win baseball games without, I think, it fully endangering the future of my ball club, like I'm going to do it. And this is a deal where it was like, I get a 1-year deal for a guy that hits 30 home runs every single season. Like that is a good deal for me. The guy who had a 98th percentile barrel rate last season, a guy who just like, that's it. Like this is a good deal.
Now I will tell you Mets fans at home, he's going to strike out a ton. He struck out 31% of the time last year. He whiffed 34% of the time. That's some of the lowest in Major League Baseball in terms of those percentile rankings.
Highest.
But it's because he sold out but it's because he sold out for power. I know he's a power hitter always, but again, he had it to all fields. Last year, he pulled the ball significantly more. Majority of his home runs were still hit to left field. And this is a guy who's going to do a lot of damage.
That's the part I'm a little bit, like, out to throw cold water, be a little concerned with, because the Dodgers have this secret sauce for hitting. And JD Martinez was a Dodger last year. They can coax more out of most hitters than other teams in the league. And the fact that JD went there and last year, in fewer than 500 plate appearances, had 33 home runs with a 570 slug, a 900 OPS. Like, that's kind of disgusting. That's a lot of things. And Citi Field, it does weird things to hitters, does bad things to hitters. I'll even go as far as saying the jet streams from LaGuardia, the wind from the ocean, the batter's eye with the apple. We do bad things in our stadium to hitters that we can't really even quantify in like statistical baseball terms. So I'm worried that a guy like JD Martinez, who's been making a living in bandboxes for the last 7-8 years, comes to Citi Field and maybe the home runs go from 33 to 27. And then Mets fans freak the fuck out because it's not a 30 home run guy anymore. I don't know. That part scares me. And the strikeouts scare me. The fact that he's 36 years old, the Dodgers were like, we don't really actually want you that badly, but Shohei Ohtani occupied DH, but still nobody has seemingly offered this guy a contract. Took a $5 million 1-year contract technically with deferred money. That part's weird to me, but I'm not going to let that dull my current excitement of the fact that the Mets intentionally want to make the playoffs.
Yes. Yeah, this is a sign that we're trying to win. And I think for a lot of Mets fans, that's just kind of what you want to hear at this point, because you probably think there's a group of Mets fans that felt like they didn't do anything to try and win this offseason. They just tried to exist.
It'd be funny if like the 1-year contracts of JD Martinez and Luis Severino give the Mets a situation where they have to make a decision for the qualifying offer next year. We're like, oh my God, JD Martinez had a 140 WRC plus and 37 home runs. And Luis Severino pitched 160 innings with 3.5 ERA. And now we have to offer it to one of these guys we do not know who.
He surely got a qualifying offer before, JD Martinez. I don't know if you can give it to him again, right?
No, but you think he did? Check if he did. He's seen a DH type like that.
Where can I check
that?
This?
I don't know.
Because he did.
You probably have to go year by year through MLB.com's free agency listing. Because they do the qualifying offer tough. Shit every right. year. Just Google JD
I'll
Martinez
take a look.
Qualifying offer, but try it. Because
yeah, JD Martinez.
I don't know. Again, I'll do the pessimism shit right now while you're searching this. But there's not no risk here because again, JD Martinez is 36, turning 37 in a few months. JD Martinez had one of the worst whiff rates in baseball last year. He'd one of the worst chase rates in baseball last year. He'd one of the worst strikeout rates in
Does
baseball.
Not have
last
one.
Year. That's what I'm saying. It's possible. I'm telling you right now.
Not Dodgers did not extend it to him.
To me, Astros. Check Astros. For a couple years ago.
No, I'm looking at if the Dodgers didn't extend it, that means that he.
Oh, that means it was an option. Yeah, okay. That's true. You're right. But this isn't without risk. There's definitely a world, and I'm not going to tell you it's a likely world, but I'm going to tell you it's something possible where the whole bottom falls out from JD Martinez and he just stinks. Like, it's possible. I don't think it's going to happen because he hit the ball so fucking hard last year. 98th percentile in barrel rate, 98th percentile in exit velocity, 98th percentile in hard hit rate. A lot of 98s right there. 100's the best. 98, really, 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 really fucking good. But. Really, he's just going to put the bat in the ball and he's going to hit it really hard. But then the other side, JD Martinez, which I think is the way we should spend the last few minutes here before we end, is that this has now taken Mark Vientos' spot, basically. And this is probably a signal from the front office to Mark Vientos, to the team, to the league in a way that we didn't think he was good enough to be the designated hitter for a playoff caliber team. And now he's somewhere no man's land. Maybe it depends on Brett Baty right now. Again, we've been talking about Brett Baty a lot. He had another home run on Thursday. He hit the ball over 105 miles an hour three times. He's not striking out. He keeps walking. Things seem to be happening well for Brett Baty. But if Mark Vientos isn't good enough at defense to platoon with Brett Baty at third base, he's definitely not as good of a hitter as JD Martinez. This contract, while it's a really good thing, it probably does put him in no man's land, which I don't know.
I don't think it does, because you're looking at the Mets bench right now, and he is the second righty bat besides Tyrone Taylor. So, like, on the bench right now on Fangraphs with JD Martinez on the team, it's Omar Narvaez, Vientos, Wendell Taylor. Like, who's missing from there that would get it? Like, you're not going to put DJ Stewart and be the third left-handed bat.
That is the bench, but I'm saying is, like, now he's been relegated to being a bench player instead of someone who thought was going to get, like, 400 plate appearances. He went from basically 400 plate appearances to, like, 200 plate appearances. Or even possibly fewer.
Maybe Mark Vientos being around JD Martinez could be a good thing. A guy who hits the ball hard, learn something from him. Maybe this is like a little bit too of like, you're not ready, but we want you to figure it out a little bit around someone who's a perennial all-star.
Or maybe it's like to save Mark Vientos, because maybe Mark Vientos was JD Martinez before JD Martinez found his home. But when he was with the Astros before he went off to the the Astros before the Tigers. Whereas like now you're going to become a good baseball player. But or also the other part of this is maybe this just, if they think Mark Vientos is suitable enough for third base, maybe this is a pure push, Mark Vientos versus Brett Baty. Only one of you guys can survive. Someone swim to the line first. And maybe that is it too. Like maybe it is. But now it's just There's a real cleanup hitter in the room. There's a real middle of the order bat in the room. And now the people who we think are competing to be players are now just competing with each other rather than having the jobs to themselves.
Correct, yeah. And I mean, Baty's still not going to face left-handed pitching. So Vientos will play against those guys too, I'm assuming, at third base. So that platoon as well. It's a good move. It's a good move. I'm excited about this. Got me a little buzzed for the season. Just a week away now, less than a week away when you guys are listening to this in the morning, hopefully on Friday morning, less than a week away from opening day. Mets got JD Martinez. Exciting stuff in what has been a very, very boring like week and a half leading up to the opening day, which me and you both joked about. We're like, I can't watch spring training baseball anymore. I'm so ready for real games.
Does this truthfully, like in your heart of hearts, like give you more of a chance, you think, for the Mets to make the playoffs?
Oh, 100%. Yeah, 100%. I think that I still think they're the third best team in the National League East. I don't put them ahead of the Phillies. I don't put them ahead of the Braves, obviously. But adding JD Martinez does do something to this lineup that may not be able to be explained yet, but I think it's something that you could see happening during the season where you're like, all of a sudden, this is a tough lineup to face. Like 1 through 9, you don't really get a break outside of like Harrison Bader, who still like even gets on base at a pretty decent clip at times. So while it might not be like murderer's row, like the Braves or the Dodgers or even the Padres at points, even though they have some crazy bad players like Tyler Wade in their lineup, like 1 through 9, there are 9 professional hitters in this lineup. And you can't say that about necessarily every team in baseball.
I mean, think about it. Let's go like 1 through 9, Nimmo, Lindor, Alonso, Martinez, maybe McNeil to split up the righties. Then you have McNeil, 5, Alvarez, Marte, Baty, Bader.
It's a really good lineup.
It's really not that bad at all. It's something that, again, like I don't think other pitchers will be excited to face that lineup. I think that's a situation where I don't think it's a lineup that can necessarily carry a team to the playoffs, but I think it's a lineup that can win you a lot of games you maybe should not have won. And now, as we're talking about this, the Braves are going to win the NL East, whatever. The Phillies are a leg up above most of the teams in the National League. So then it's the Mets versus whoever does not win the Central, whatever dog shit team still grabs themselves to 84 wins, whether it not be the Cardinals, the Cubs, the Reds, or the Brewers. And then it's because Dodgers are going to win the West, it's the Giants, it's the Padres, and it's Diamondbacks. And it's a dogfight for 2 spots between whatever, those basically 6 teams, depending on if the Marlins are okay or if multiple Central teams are over 500. It's a dogfight. The Padres already have 1 win. The Giants just signed Blake Snell, and Farhan Zaidi seems like he's on like a 1-year thing where he has to make the playoffs. It's a battle. And like the fact that the Mets made a stand today and said, we are going to be in that fight rather than we'll be okay if we're in that fight or not, is fun. And you know what else? Worst case scenario, if we suck ass and we're not in the fight, Fucking trade JD Martinez. Send them out. Send JD Martinez out for another Marco Vargas. Give me another Jeremy Rodriguez. I don't care. Like, it's probably a little bit better than Tommy Pham, but it's like it's a little bit more fun as well.
Yeah, definitely. No, this is a good move all around. Mets fans, you should be excited, and I think you are. If there are any of you that are listening to this and you're like, oh, JD Martinez, I'm so pissed about this. Like, I don't know what to tell you at this point. You've got to be miserable. Like, what happened in your life where you can't enjoy things?
It's probably the Mark Vientos stance. It's people who are like, I want Mark Vientos to get the full
He's
shot
the only person who should be sad.
But it's also just like, this was a year where like, we're going to give the youth a chance. We're going to give the youth a chance. We're going to make see what we have in there. And like, this is probably a move where like, they're not really doing that. They're saying, I want to increase our playoff odds right now by about 5-10% in lieu of giving Mark Vientos a chance. But they know a lot more about Mark Vientos than any of us do. They're much more aware of his shortcomings, his strengths, his weaknesses than we are. And I still think he probably can be an acceptable Major League Baseball player. But they're also like, I don't know, he can't play defense. And it maybe hits the ball kind of hard sometimes. Like, what's the ceiling there? A two-win player? Are we going to put a whole season aside for a two-win player? Once the JD Martinez money got low enough, they're like, what's the downside of this? And there really is not much of one.
Great move by the Mets. Great move by David Stearns. Absolutely love it. Guys, that will be it for this emergency episode of the Mets Up podcast. Thank you for listening. Thank you for watching. Make sure to follow us on our social media at Mets Up on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. Subscribe to the Mets Up podcast YouTube channel if you want to see the video version of this. And if you're listening to us on Apple, Spotify, Google, whatever it is, drop us a rating, drop us a review, download and subscribe. Follow James at
James_Shiano.
And me at @GiraffeNickMark with a C. Thank you guys for watching and listening, and we'll catch you on the next episode. Peace out.
Peace out. See you guys next time.